gentlemen, and welcome to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Lineker Wheeler, and welcome. It's going to be a great show tonight. We're going to have a ton of fun. I'd like to thank the man, the myth, the legend on the other line, my producer tonight, the one, the only, Chip the Treehugger Gibson. What's going on, Chip?
I'm here, man. It's cool. I'm pushing buttons.
There you go, man. I'd like to thank everyone that showed up in the chat room. Hopefully it's nice and full. Due to technical difficulties, I cannot see the chat room, nor can I see anyone who's called in. So, like I said, Chip's the producer. He's going to let me know what's going on. So let's get right to it. Tonight's show, we're going to break down the 10 baits everyone who fishes freshwater is going to want to have, or for freshwater bass, is going to have in their arsenal. Some are going to be new, some are going to be old, and some are going to be like, why is he saying it again? Mainly because they are that great that you really need to become familiar with these weapons. Weapons of bass destruction is the best way to put it. now, let's see here. Before we get to it, this past weekend, we had some really great feedback from folks. Thank you so much for all the feedback from last week's show. It is greatly appreciated. It truly means a lot. But I heard some great reports from folks. We had that nice warm spell Saturday into Sunday in a lot of places. A lot of people got out. A lot of people got into fish. And that's a great, great thing. It's that time of year when you can get out there and you can catch a lot of fish really quick. Let's see here. I got a report from a guy down in Kentucky. He absolutely hammered the spots and just tore them up. They schooled up on a couple of nice long points in the deep reservoir and just put the smack down on them. They come up, he cast, he'd hook up, cast again, catch another one, and as he put it, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. That's what we love to hear. Along with some big pigs caught. Got a picture of a guy who caught a monster pig. Unfortunately, I don't have a name. I just have a size of a bass. And that's going to be our pig of the week coming up later in the show. Along with, some of my personal sponsors. And, should be a great time. Actually, this weekend, we're talking about this weekend coming up here as well. The weather report for the nation, or at least for my area. and other great stuff, along with, remember, folks, you can always call in during the live show. That number is 714-816-4727, along with coming on the chat room. Ask questions, techniques, where I'm going to be fishing, where you're going to be fishing. If you want to hook up and fish, let me know. But first, we're going to take a quick break and have a few words from our awesome sauce approved, my personal sponsors, let me put you that way, Orca. I am now on the team with Orca Coolers, and so I can say that now about Orca. So looking over at the, if this, we were in the studio, I'd point at Chip right about now for him to go ahead and...
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
All right, and we are back. There you go. Crack the whip. Everyone to start off tonight, like I said, with these 10 baits, okay, I have found, I have used recently, or I'm going to use, or I've seen used, And, you know, I cannot say enough about them. Some of them are controversial, like I said. Some of them are old standbys. But these are the 10 baits you need to have in your arsenal to really, you know, be a I'm not going to say an effective angler, but one that is well-versed, because we're going to run the gambit. So let's get right to it. We'll start controversial tonight. And that's the Alabama rig. And I know a lot of you guys going, oh, that's cheating. Really? Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, the Alabama rig is no different than throwing a spinnerbait with 5 or 6 willow leaf blades on it, okay? The only difference is it looks like a spinnerbait, okay? The Alabama rig is, in my eyes, now I'm going to probably have some people angry with me and whatnot. It's the same thing, okay? You can run an Alabama rig, okay, with spinners on it, with just the willow leaf blades, and then that single post down the middle, okay, or however you want to work it, is your hook bait. You can run all of them with hooks, okay? Trust me, I've seen bass guys put hooks on their blades, on their spinner baits, okay? So this is nothing new to the industry, okay? And they're in a very, very effective bait for this time of the year. Why is that? Many of our fish are in staging mode. And what is stage mode? It's not necessarily a pre-spawn, but it's more of them, you know, loosening up, you know, after you wake up in the morning, you do that long stretch, and you kind of get ready for your day. That's what the bass are kind of doing. They're stretching, they're moving up in the water columns, they're moving up into areas to get ready to go to work. And a bass work is to make babies, period, end point. That's their whole life, is to get up in those shallow flats or deep cuts or whatever, wherever they decide to go into. You know, the buck's going to get in there, make a nice little hole. That female's going to come in. They're going to, you know, bump nasties. And the female's going to go off, and the male's going to do his thing, okay? That is the whole bass's life, is to get to that point every year until they die, period, end point. All right, and the Alabama rig really is effective this time of year when those bass, again, are getting ready to do that. Not necessarily pre-spawn, but they're getting ready to spawn. They're feeding on small baits, the little baits that we're able to get through, the little baits that are now hatching that the water temps are in the low 50s. Shad will do this, bluegill, crappie, walleye, muskie, pike, wherever you are. There are those cold water fishies, you know, perch, stuff like that, that spawn in cold water, okay? And when I mean by cold water, I'm talking 50s, okay? Now, that's why the Alabama rig is so effective. You can cover a lot of water really quick and catch a good, decent amount of fish, and some big ones, too. Now, Mann's is the original, the Mann's Alabama rig. You've got 20 other companies that have 50 other ones. There's a buzzbait one. There's one that's a frog-throwing one. Personally, that's on my list of things to buy. And there's there's hundreds of them out there. Buy a few. Test them out. Add blades. Add swim baits. Add spinner baits. Add beetle spins. Do whatever you want, but don't throw them away as a fluke. They're here to stay, and they are truly effective. All right. This next bait is one that I did really well this past weekend at my tournament, throwing in areas that I saw shad dying as just one basis of this whole technique scheme, okay? And that is, and it's actually two baits, two or three baits for the same style. It's the Bass Pro Pesky Perch, the Big Bite Warmoth, and if you watch any of the FLW or BASS things, you've seen Dean Rojas throw this bait a lot and be very effective. I think he actually won a tournament last year or year before on the Warmoth. And the Strike King Shell Cracker, okay? What are these baits? I can't get to a computer. You know, I'm driving down the road, listening to the podcast, whatever. They are basically thin in width, okay? basically imitation bluegill baits and shad baits. All right, they look like a bluegill or shad, the same body profile, okay, that are out there. I personally have the Big Bite Warmoth or Warmoth and the Pesky Perch. I ran out of the shell crackers. But they are excellent baits when you see shad dying, especially this time of year. There's going to be shad that are going to be spawning early. Granted, those eggs aren't going to do anything, but once they spawn, they're going to die. Or they're going to be slammed like this guy in Kentucky was. He was seeing dead shad skittering along the surface and dying and dropping down the water column, and these bass hammering them, okay? They look and they fall just like a dying shad, bluegill, whatever. And you can literally rig them 100 ways to Sunday. What you find a lot of people do is if you're looking for a real slow fall, kind of effect, where you're seeing bass feeding, and you don't want it to drop through the bass too quickly, and they're feeding, looking up, you're gonna definitely want to use this bait on a 4-aught. Don't go any bigger, don't go any smaller. Size 4, extra wide gap hook, something stout. Mustad makes a great one. Gamakatsu makes a great hook. Throw it on either a casting rod, medium action, medium heavy, with a nice fast tip that you can get it out there. Let's say 12 to 14 pound fluorocarbon, or any braid you want to 12 to 14 pound fluoro. It's going to make it sink at least 4 feet, 5 feet of it worth of leader. If I was going to throw it on a spinner, that I would strictly go with fluorocarbon, and I would only use 12-pound fluoro. Good, decent fluoro, Vicious, Berkeley, Iser, Seaguar, any of them. No more than 12, 14 again. That's all you're going to want. You want that bait to sink real slow. And it's going to spin, it's going to flip, it's going to rotate down. It is really effective. It's amazing. If you get a chance and you get to see him throw one of those pesky perches at a Bass Pro bass tank, you'll see bass, crappie, walleye, smallmouth come up and absolutely hammer this bait. It is truly effective. Another way, Texas rigging. This is about that time for that spawn to kick in, and it's really effective Texas rig. But if I was going to throw this bait, it would be on a shaky head, okay? Reason is, you get a good shaky head that keeps that tail tipped up, and you rig it right. This way, when you pitch it in that hole where that bass is, it looks like a bluegill nosing down into the sand or in the gravel or wherever, trying to get to those eggs, okay? Don't bury the hook into the bait. Leave it just laying on top. Once that bass sucks it in, you're not waiting a few seconds. That bass is going to suck it in and blow it out. Get it off, he's kind of just going up to that guy that's on your grill in the bar where you just kind of push him away. That's all that bass is doing, and that's how he does it. He's going to suck it in and blow it out real fast. The moment he opens those mouths to go to suck it in, you should be ready to pop him and hammer him, okay? This is going to be, I think, a game changer for a lot of kayak fishermen who can get real close to the fish and can watch him eat it, can really pester them, and this is going to be a really key bait in that sense. The Warmoth, the same thing. You can actually rig the Warmoth, straight up and down. Again, I would actually use for that. Owner makes a new hook that has a bell weight on the eye of the hook itself. So this way, the bait will actually ride vertically. really effective, should be. And I'm telling you, there are great colors, match bluegill, match shad. And the Warmoth you actually run on top, along with the Strike King Shellcracker, are great topwater baits as well. Okay? And I'm telling you, buy them up, because you're going to want them, because they're not going to be there for very long, because the word is getting out on these baits. The next one, okay, is at old school, those who have fished long enough know all about them, but the old school Smithwick Rogue. Okay, it's what won the Bassmaster Classic this year, and it's something that a lot of people are buying. The mixed sticks are buying the KVD Slasher, the Pointer 110s. Granted, they're great baits. They are great, but you cannot beat the action of a good old Smithwick Rogue, three-hook, silver body, gold or orange chin, as I call it, and a black back. Cannot beat it. Cannot buy it. It is absolutely the best cool water bait out there. Works in the summertime. Works in the wintertime. It's a great standby bait. Now, how to throw that bait? It is light, okay? You can add lead wire. You can add suspend dots. Add a little bit of weight to it. But my personal favorite is a medium, heavy spinning rod, okay, with you know, size 30 reel with fluorocarbon, okay. Or if it's wintertime, I'm going to drop down to a medium rod, medium action rod, and mono, probably 15 pound mono or 17 pound mono, and that medium rod is really going to absorb a lot of your action and really give it that subtle movement that wintertime bass just cannot stand. It's really going to make it look like a cold shad, bluegill, alewife, trout, whatever, okay? A cold trout dying, a cold shad dying. Truly, truly awesome. Summertime, like I said, fluorocarbon all the way. It's going to drop down an extra foot and a half, 2 feet. They do run up to 6 feet. You add that good fluorocarbon, light line, 12, 10 pound. It's going to drop down another foot, foot and a half to reach those bass in that 8 to 10 foot range that you're looking at, especially if you're fishing in 15 to 20 foot of water. Those bass feed up, they don't feed down. Really effective. All right, so we've gone over the Alabama rig, the new shad bluegill perch style baits, and the Smithwick. We're going to take a quick break. Chip, do we have anyone on the line or anything like that?
Hold on, I put myself on mute there. Hang on.
Okay.
Well, we got in the chat room, we got LGB. We got a couple of guests. Hey, guests, if you just click that login button, use your social media account, Facebook, Twitter, or if you have a Blog Talk Radio account, you can sign in that way, and then you can participate in the chat room. T. Morris is in there, Tommy Head Jigs, and Yak Chum. They all say hi. Mark can't see the chat room tonight. He's got some internet problems, so I'm just running the boards, and we're going to push a button here in just a second. I said a second. Just give me a second. All right, here we go.
Give me the Flats of Dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah! Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
Oh, damn, I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
And, dude, I don't see the other one that you got on here.
I just talk it out.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, go for it.
Slayer Inc. You hear me talking about Slayer Inc. lures. You hear Chuck talking about them. You understand why we're talking about them. It's because they are an effective fish catching bait. Okay, from their Sinister Stick baits, the SSBs, the SSTs. Truly, you can cover any water column, any situation with the colors. The Goldfinger, my personal trout favorite. The Chicken Off the Chain, an all-around great bait. Purple Nurple for those really cloudy, muddy days. And the baby bass, y'all, if you are fishing early season, I'm talking May and June, and you see a lot of bass fry, and the big bass are hammering those fry because they are cannibals. They love to eat their own. You have got to throw that SSB or the SST in baby bass. Two hands on the rod because it's going to get ripped out. check out Slayer Inc., demand it in your local tackle shops, or go to SlayerInc.com and pick yourself up some of the awesome. SlayerInc.com/SlayerInc Beats, get you some. All right.
That's the awesome sound.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back. Take a little second there for me to catch a drink and clear my throat. And again, welcome back to the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Again, I'm your host, Mark Lenniker Wheeler. We have Chip the Treeherder Gibson running as point man slash producer, button pusher. And to everyone in the chat rooms and listening in podcast land and internet land, welcome. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you're learning something. And hopefully we can, make you a better angler. All right. Now we're getting into the bread and butter. We've talked about a couple of really great techniques and baits out there that can really broaden your spectrum. But now we're going to narrow you down into what I call the bomb drop slog hawk. You talk about big time bass pulling, lots of fun fishing, and that is flipping baits, okay? And we're not talking cast out 20, 30 yards and then bring them in on a special retrieve. No, we're talking about 5-foot pitches in the lily pads, grass, submerged wood, that nasty hydrilla mats, the stuff that you would never think about throwing into as a kayak angler. Well, guess what? You to really get those big fish, you can't be afraid. And this is where it's at. It's dropping these big bombs. And that first big bomb is the Havoc Pit Boss, okay? This bait is awesome sauce approved, okay? It's compact. It's easy to fish with just a few key ingredients. And your ingredient list is this. Pick yourself up a 7.5 to 8-foot flip pitch rod, heavy action with a nice fast tip. And I'm only talking the first 3 to 4 inches you want as a fast tip, okay? And then you're going to get yourself a reel, a bait cast reel. Don't go by spinning rod and spinning reel. You won't get the power you need to yank these fish out of that cover, okay? You want a rod that when you bow up on it, you can pull a Mack truck out of the mud. That's what you're looking for, okay? Your reel. Entirely up to you, but I'm going to say this. Coming up in Yak Angler after this weekend, there will be a video talking about flipping and pitching done by myself, okay, on flipping and pitching techniques from a kayak, from the standing, from every direction, and explaining why I'm saying this now about these rods, about the line, about everything else, okay? It's going to really bring everything into perspective, and really, I really hope that even, you know, 2 or 3 people can learn and can improve and become better anglers because of it. Because this is truly an awesome way of fishing, okay? The reel, if you are right-handed, buy a left-handed reel. If you're left-handed, buy a right-handed reel. So this way you don't have to switch hands, okay? That drives me nuts. Makes no sense to me. And if you ask many of the pros, they said they took them 2 or 3 months to get used to using a different reel just for this technique, because you're going to drop this bait in on top of their head. You're punching through the lily pads. You're punching through the mats. And literally, as it's falling, after it hits those mats and punches through, is when that bass is going, oh, my God, there's something in here, and he runs up and eats it. Okay, and it's not a tick-tick eat or a, I don't really want to eat it kind of eat, or a bass or a bed eat where it kind of grabs it and blows it out. It's a feeling that when that thunk hits, that's not the feeling of it just entering his mouth. That's the feeling of that 1.5-ounce weight, and yes, you're using that heavy of a weight, is slamming the back of his throat, okay? That's why this is so awesome. It's literally a 98% hookup system. All right, the line. Nothing lighter than 50 pounds. Braid. 3 great braids out there. Kansan from Seaguar. Power Pro Slick, okay? It's just super, super, super smooth. And the Vicious Fluorocarbon. Those are the three I use, okay? I use the Slick in the cans and more than anything. The Vicious I love too, but that's when I like to flip docks with the cans and whole other thing, okay? No leader, no mono, no nothing, okay? The leader will catch more nastiness than it's worth, okay? Straight down to a ounce and a half tungsten weight, not lead, because an ounce and a half lead is huge, okay, in the bass world. An ounce and a half tungsten, River to Sea makes the trash bomb. That's the one I use. Strike King makes a great one. I think there's two or three others. Bass Pro has their own. But personally for me, it's the River to Sea. Okay? That's going to be pegged any way I can with a you know, one of the Bayou pegs, or if you can use wax thread, a toothpick works. The hook, okay, is going to be a flip pitch hook. It just looks like an old school Shanti with a little nasty little piece of plastic on the end near the eyelet. That's the whole bait on there, okay? And that's basically it. And then you just add your bait, all right? Tie on that bait. You can add skirts to the whole system. That's a whole other thing altogether. Just starting off, you're going to want the Pit Boss, okay, from Berkeley Havoc, or the Demon Spear, okay? They're compact, they're thin, they're slick, they follow through real easily, and they are very effective. Again, that 1 ounce and a half tungsten, ounce tungsten, all right? And you're going to flip it no more than 10 feet, if that, to where you want it to go. Drop it in there, and literally this is how fast it is. You flip, it hits, it goes through, you feel it hit the bottom, or when you come tight, okay, you're going to bounce it, flick the rod tip once, twice, three times, reel it in, flip again. It is that fast. Great way of covering water and really doing a lot of work on some really nice fish. It is definitely going to, it's just going to be your tight on my rod every day I go out. And I plan on fishing around cover like that. All right. Zoom. The Zoom Flukes, okay? This is another oldie but a goodie. A lot of companies have tried to imitate what the Super Fluke, the Fluke Junior, and the regular Salty Super Fluke, I think it is, and how effective they are. Folks, if you could throw a fluke and you could understand and the situation and everything else, you will catch fish day in, day out, no questions asked. It is a super effective bait that I really see a lot of people breaking away from for other techniques that aren't as effective. But a fluke fished over 98% of your fishing categories, you know, banks, deep water, schooling fish, whatever, can be really effective. And again, just like that pesky perch and the walmouth and the shellcracker, rigged 4-aught or 5-aught extra wide gap hook, okay, weightless on fluorocarbon is going to bring it down that extra 3, 4, 5 feet. Worked with a snap retrieve, just like you would a jerk bait, is absolutely deadly, okay? For whatever reason, they love it. You rip off the nose. Okay, this is a little trick for you. You use it a few times, that nose gets ripped up. It always happens, okay? All you have to do is throw it out there just like it is, with the hook in the belly. Now you have a wacky rigged fluke, okay? Not changing anything. Now you're working that bait a whole different way, and many times bass haven't seen a ton like that. Okay, another great way of doing it is on a shaky head, and I don't think people take shaky heads, you know, they think it's just worms. You can only use finesse worms on them. I'm telling you what, man. Shaky heads can be thrown with a pit boss. They can be thrown with a tube. They can be thrown with flukes. Heck, I've seen shaky heads with skirts on them and, you know, bulky creature baits with salamanders. Literally, you are limitless and in your presentation with a shaky head. But flukes, you know, you can never go wrong with a pearl fluke, with a white fluke, with a rainbow, what's the color? The rainbow color. It's like a silver belt or a bluish belly with a bluish back. And in an old school red or black one. Really effective. They catch fish. So buy a few packs of them. They're pretty cheap. And learn how to throw them. Again, you can throw them on bead casting rods. But if you're really looking for distance, I would definitely suggest throwing them on a spinning rod, light line, 8-pound fluorocarbon, and you'll be surprised at how many fish you catch. We're doing good. All right. Now, I mentioned the trick worms and the finesse worms from Zoom. Big Bite, I think, has the squirrel, the Jeff Creed style. Jeff Creed's nickname is Squirrel, okay? So he made a set. KVD has his own. I think Ike has his own. Havoc has their own of finesse worms. And literally, you can use a finesse worm for everything. Drop shots, shaky heads, Texas rigged. You need a trailer for your spinnerbait? Finesse worm. Okay. You need a stop to hold your trailer on your buzzbait? Just cut a little piece of finesse worm off. Okay. You literally have a humongous gambit of great baits. Now, you'll and this goes back to the flukes as well. When you open up that package, you pull them out, you get a bunch of them that are, like, curled up, and they're not straight. You need to have these baits straight to begin with, okay, to make them fish correctly. How you fix that nasty curl without losing your mind is pretty simple, actually. Get a pot of water, bring it to a boil, shut it off. Get yourself a towel next to the pot. Lay out your baits that are not right. Take your fluke, whatever you might be using, the trick worm, dip it in there, and count to 15. Pull it out. It's going to be malleable now. Go ahead and lay it on that towel. Lay it out straight to where you want it, and just keep it there. It'll cool quickly, no more than, I'm going to say, 10 seconds. It'll be firm back up. Put them back in the bag. Or what I do is I put them in a Plano box, all right, at the exact length, so they can't shift. Pack them in there nice and tight so they can't move, and you're done. Add some scent if you put them back into a bag, and you're rocking and rolling. I mean, you literally now have a really, really great set of baits. Yeah. Let's see here, making sure I'm checking off pit boss, flukes, trick worms, finesse worms. We have gone through 8 baits already. And I think it's a great time to catch a word from my personal sponsors. Let me get that, set it out there. Before we do that, Chip, do we have any questions, comments, concerns, new people on the line? Talk to me, buddy. You there, Chip?
Yeah, you know that mute button thing is always getting me. I need to paint it like bright yellow or something and put a big arrow in front of it. But yeah, we're the only ones in the studio tonight, but Randy Scott has joined us in the chat room. So hey to him. And if you're listening on the app, cause we can, we broadcast live over our Android and iPhone app. Now I'm monitoring the board there in the app. So if you got something to say, you got a question for Mark, just post it in there and I'll make sure he hears it. So,
there you go.
Yeah, everybody's kind of following along. They're digging the idea. Fluke, Cinco's. I think people are listening. So, all right.
Excellent. All right, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Again, say thanks to all my personal sponsors. Kip, you got a soundbite you want to play real fast?
Well, the next one I have is a small mammal with a flat nose.
Okay, we'll do that right after the break.
Okay, well, all right. Let me see what else I got to put up here. I don't see nothing else, man.
All right, then take a second.
You didn't...
Let me shake it out. Let me shake it out.
Yeah, I got Unfair and Bull Bay and Pig of the Week was before them. I did the Bonefish, Tarpon, and the Slayer. You did the Slayer. So... It's what you get for hiring amateurs, man.
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, take a quick second, catch my breath, quick pause, grab a beer, grab whatever, or listen to those that support me. All right. What is a fish show? A fish show is an angler that uses unfair lures. With their rip and slash and dinkum's mullet, these two baits are trout killers, and also do not think that they are not excellent bass fishing baits as well. And also, for the fresh folks out there, hopefully that's why you're listening to this low sodium show, that stick minnow and peewee min, or the peewee min, whew, that's a mouthful, are two baits that you should have in your arsenal. The peewee min is a small crankbait, great for ticking shallow grass, along with the stick minnow is your basic jerk bait that is just awesome sauce approved. But put more bass onto the end of your line and go to unfairlures.com and become a fisho. All right. Quick little. All right. Bull Bay Rods offers a full line of customized rods with handcrafted designs of world-class quality. Each rod is equipped with their patent-pending Sensi Grip, allowing you to feel what's happening under the surface. For more information, go to bullbayrods.com and check out their awesome line of fishing rods and apparel as well. Feel the bite with Bull Bay Rods. All right, folks, we're back with the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. I am your host, Mark Bendicoot Wheeler. For those that know that don't know, this is the, and I got to start doing this, this is the Wednesday, March 13th show. For those that don't know, now you know. My helper tonight is the one, the only, Treehugger Chip Gibson. Folks, this is the moment I know a lot of you have been waiting for, and that is soundbite time. The pig of the week. I love this part. And the pig of the week goes to my buddy out in Kentucky who sent me this picture of a big old pig. We're talking 11 pounds, 6 ounce, largemouth. He caught fishing in 15 foot of water on a, we just talked about it, the fluke. He caught on a fluke, weightless fluke, absolutely tore him up. And, awesome job, bud. You have just gotten pick of the week honors, and I salute you. All right. cool. Let's see here. We're going to talk about one of my sponsors' baits, okay? And you can say what you want and how, I'm stoned, whatever. But this is truly a bait that I used this past weekend, and it is one that you tie on and you never have to take off. And that is a Tommy Head jig, okay? And I know a lot of people are going, I'm telling you, man, these are awesome jigs. If you never used one, let me break them down, okay? It's basically a shaky head, okay? But what makes this bait different, okay, is several things. A, it's the Mustad hook. Mustads, you can never go wrong with them, all right? They are awesome hooks, truly, truly awesome, powerful, just great hooks. B, But then you go down to the keeper, okay? And if you look at every other shaky head, open up a Bass Pro catalog, okay? And you'll see shaky heads with wire keepers, with small barbs, no barbs, wire hook guards, a million different things. What makes a Tommy head different, okay, is that it has a double hook keeper or a bait keeper. It has a collar and also has a barb. And here's where it gets cool, okay? Literally, you tie that Tommy head onto any rig you want, all right, whichever color Tommy head you decide to. And you're going to need these baits, all right? You're going to want to sit down for this. There's different ways of rigging it, okay? You can rig it with a regular shaky head worm, a finesse worm, a curly tail. If you want to do some power, power shaky heading, you know, throw a big 10-inch mag worm on there, a striking anaconda, whatever. You want to go, you're fishing a shaky head, and you get to a spot and you go, man, I really want to throw a jig in there. Pull out a jig skirt, take that shaky, that finesse worm off. That first collar on there fits 99.9% of your 99.9% of your jig skirts. Okay. Now all you need to do is put on like a striking rodent, and now you have an awesome flipping jig punching through wood and everything else lure. All right. You run around. You look over. Boom. You see bass blowing on top of the surface. Take the skirt and that soft plastic off. Rig it normal like you would a regular swim bait for fishing saltwater. Hook exposed. Boom. Whammy. You're throwing out there. Now you're bailing bass like that. Uh-oh. The bass have dropped. Easy. Cut it off. Slide it inside of a tube. Hook the keeper out. The extra wide gap. And here's what gets cool. That extra wide gap on a 4-inch tube, okay, when you slide the jig head in there, you notice that it starts spreading the back end of the tube. Take a pair of scissors, snip right where the hook, extra EWG side would go, okay, hook it weedless. Now you've got a bait to work the bottom. Now you have a bait to work around docks. Makes it great for skipping, okay? You've tore through all your tubes. You have nothing left still tied on there. What to do? Hey, let's throw a wacky rig. Simple as that. Wacky rig a Senko, wacky rig a Fluke, Magworm, you know, your neighbor's daughter. Wacky rig her, throw her out there. Catch some bass like that. That is a truly a great bait for when you are limited in space, okay? It is a great, it is truly an awesome setup. I'm telling you, go out there, pick up some Tommy heads, you get them off his website, you know, I'm going to do my own personal thing. Make sure you put in the comments, Mark Wheeler, Low Sodium Show, something like that. Let's Tommy know at Tommy Head Jigs that he heard it from you, from me, to pick these things up and just try them. I'm telling you, just pick up a pack and try them, and you will be pleasantly surprised at how effective they truly are. All right.
Hey, where can you get those Tommy Head Jigs, man?
Oh, you can get those Tommy Head Jigs at TommyHeadJigs.com. And remember, all the baits except for the Tommy heads and except for the Bass Pro Pesky Perch, you can get off of Tackle Warehouse. Great company. I'm just giving a little shout out to them. Been using them for years. One of my little secrets. They have colors that no one else has. But we'll get into the bread and butter, my favorite, number 10. And that is a cranking system. Okay, what do I mean by cranking system? I'm talking crankbaits, flipless crankbaits, swim baits, or what I call my crankers. So you don't stop when you're cranking them. You don't let them sit. You don't let them do much. You crank nonstop with them. And the first ones I'm going to talk about are the Ike's Custom Colors Rapala DT. Ike's Custom Inks are what they're called. Now, It's been a secret for a long time with a lot of us that have been fishing for bass that like to crank for them, that in cooler temperatures or when they're really pressured, okay, that you want a nice dull finish but you want some little bit of a flash to it. And that's something you can't really get with a lot of your baits. But I got to give it to Ike. He came out with literally five awesome colors. Okay, that really cover the gambit. They give you a nice dull, you know, base tone, the pearlescent finish, and literally you have five different depths you can run with these baits. They're decently priced. Okay, I'm telling you, go out there and buy a few. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to want to buy three right off the bat. And that is Old School. Old School is a black, dark back with an orange color. And the reason that you want the orange color is because when you take a basic shad color, okay, and we're going to go with an Old School here, the Pearl Gray Shiner. That's been used forever, okay? When you stuck that bait in the sun on your dash or whatever, it would actually make it turn yellow, a real light yellow. And you get that with this bait. I'm telling you, it is awesome. Next one, Disco Shad, for when you really have a lot of shad and they don't want to eat anything else, okay? And then the Caribbean Shad, when you got more bluegill, more things like that. They all run great hooks. Definitely try them out. You will not be disappointed. Along with square bills. And there's only one square bill I throw. You hear me talk about this company a lot, but they make such a great product. And that's the Strike King. The Strike King square bill KVD 1.5, 2.5s. And in either rattling or silent are excellent baits, especially this time of year that they do a lot of searching. What about when you hear bass guys talk about search baits, or when you crank in a bait and starts to search, it means that it's holding the same path, okay, but it'll dart to the side and, you know, side to side. It'll go up and down in the water column and spin around, you know, and kind of oscillate, but still keeping that same track, not really rolling, but just kind of moving and not just sitting there just wobbling, you know, in one place. That's how a fish looks. It just kind of darts to side to side. It's you know, the old school serpentine. That's what the bait's doing. It's serpentining, okay? It's moving all around, different water columns, different size, but it's all always tracking in the same direction. And it's a very basic bait. If you're just starting off cranking, I'm telling you, buy a square bill. You cannot get these things that they are literally snag-proof because they're deflectors. They're not I call it deflectors and pogos. Pogos are your basic round bill square crankbaits. You know, your Rebels, your Bombers, your Strike Kings, your Normans, your Lucky Crafts, your Deep Divers. Many of them are round bills. They're a real pronounced round bill. What happens is when you run into a stump, okay, that bill is going to make that bait stand up on end, okay? And then when it finally deflects off, it's going to rock it off the cover, okay? That's great. Deflectors, okay, never really do that. You just kind of hit and bounce. And they always swing the back end away from the cover, which is great for a beginner because all you do is you rip it out there. Again, casting rod. Do not use a spinning rod for this, please. A casting rod, medium heavy. Okay, you can use braid if you're using a shallow lake. If you're on a deep lake, you're trying to get an extra foot or two. Fluorocarbon all the way, 12 to 17 pound. That's your range, okay, in fluoro. If you send this bait out there, it's going to hit the water. You're going to start cranking. Your first five or six cranks are fast. You want to get that bait down to where it needs to be, okay? So you cast it out, womp, 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 get it up to speed, and then you're just going to find that cadence, okay? You can start reeling it in. Pretty decent clip, slower if you need to, but you can bring it in there, let it do its thing. If you're not hitting cover, start snapping the rod tip. Start pausing, okay? Make that bait change up, okay? That is what is key to this system, is deflection or change up in your retrieve. That's when they're going to hit it. They're not gonna, they usually won't hit it reeling in straight, but that's what's great about the Strike King square worry about. This is that search. You can just reel them in, and they'll still catch fish. And then, you know, the liftless cranks. You hear me talking about liftless cranks all the time. They are just really effective, man. I cannot stress to you all enough how in grass you rip out that liftless crank, let it come down, you start reeling it, it starts catching grass, you rip it up out of the grass real hard, pulls out, and that's when those bass are sitting there, and that bait is doing what you want it to do. It's never going in the grass like a Carolina rig or a Texas rig worm or a crankbait will do if you don't have the depth right. Is you can keep that bait with speed and you know, lifting your rod tip up above the grass where the bass are sitting inside the grass. They're looking up. They're going, oh, here it comes. And all of a sudden it dives down in the grass, and then you rip it up out of there real hard. And they go, oh, I got to eat it. Whoa. And they come up there like a fat kid on cake. I mean, it was literally awesome. I absolutely love them. Throwing around rock. They say, you're reeling it. Don't stop reeling, please. If you're throwing around rock and lips crank, what you're doing is you're reeling it. And that tip, because they never run flat, okay? If you hold a lipless crank like everyone else does, where it's on a parallel plane is the best way to put it, they actually run with the nose down, the tail up, okay? And, of course, everyone's going, that's the way we like to, anyway, so what we like to fish, right? So that bait's running, right, around rock, you know, crank. You feel that rock? Snap the rod tip, okay? The moment it hits that rock, get a little pop. You know, boost it up over top and actually deflect it off. And you actually see like, your line when you hit a rock and you snap the rod tip real fast. And it's not like a huge hook set. It's just a little 2 or 3 inch little snap. You'll actually see that bait either, A, you get slack in the line because it's shot straight up. B, it'll shoot side to side. Or C, when you snap the rod tip like that, your line will bow up. And it's not because you snag. It's because a bass just stuffed it down his big old face. Okay? And that's when you hammer them. Really effective. Watch some videos. G-Man Swindell has some. KVD, of course, has many videos on it. But watch those guys. Watch their hands. Watch what they're doing. Don't just look at their face and listen to them. Watch the rod. And you can literally tell, oh, he just hit a stump. Boom, he's just, you know, adding some action to it because it's not hitting anything. He just ripped it out of grass, you know. When you can do that, you will be truly, truly effective. Next bait is a swim bait. And everyone thinks, oh, that's a California bait. That's a deep water bait. That's this, it's that. Doll, I'm telling you, pick yourself up some BBZ1s, some hollow body swim baits, pick up some Slayer Inc. swim baits, because they're just pretty darn cool, too. But if money's an issue, and you need a really good swim bait, cheap, okay? Bass Pro has an excellent swim bait. And I'm trying to, I actually got the magazine in my lap because I don't have internet. Bear with me now, y'all. It's a, come on, I know it's just right here. Show me the money. It's a basic swim bait. It looks like a shad. It looks like a lot of different things. But it really is an effect. Oh, there we go. There's the Spros, BBZ1s, if you can afford them. Awesome. There it is. It's, excuse me. It's the Bass Pro Shops Laser Eye Shad, okay? These baits, you read the reviews, I've had 50 of these baits because they're only less than $4, okay? So I buy a lot of them at a time. These laser eyes run true. When you're running it, you snap the rod tip vertically and give it some line. It'll actually make this bait start falling in a spiral motion. Really, really killer. So you run this on the surface, right? Just underneath the surface. All of a sudden you see that bass come up behind it. You snap the rod tip and you feed it line. It's basically you're holding the rod tip at about a 10 o'clock position or 9 o'clock position. You snap it, lower yourself down, and just reach out your arms. That'll make that bait start spiraling. By this time, you should have the bail open, you know, thumb switch open, whoop, beat it a foot or two. It's going to make it swirl and swim back down. And then all of a sudden, you'll realize that it stops. That's because the bait finally fell on its side. And now it's falling sideways, kind of folded up. Okay? Let it sit there for a second or two. Re-engage the reel. And then right as you come tight to bring it back in, snap the rod tip again and reel like crazy. Okay? And what you're mimicking is that bait is stunned or it's dying, right? And what they'll do is they'll fall sideways and they'll kind of, you know, flutter down. And then they'll get that last second oomph. We all know it, the plain possum kind of moment, right? Where all of a sudden, he comes to life, he shoots up, and then takes off like a bat out of heck. That's what you're imitating. And if there's a bass that can see that bait, guess what he's doing? He's coming after it like a bat out of hell, okay? Two hands on the rod, you're going to hammer him. All right, again, you can actually use your flip and pitch rod to throw these baits, all right? But I would add about a 4-foot section of 20-pound mono. Reason for that is going to give you a little bit of shock absorbent, you know, when they hit it. All right, it's going to give them some time to get it in their maw, which is really important, okay? Along with having the ability to give you that little bit of extra, you know, concealment. It's really an effective system. I'm telling you all, you definitely want to try it. It is more than worth it. All right. I think that's the 10. We've gone over pretty much all of them. Alabama rigs, the pesky perches, the perch style and the shad style baits, the rogues from Smithwick, the Havoc Pit Boss, the Zoom Flukes, the Zoom Finesse and Trick Worms, and let's see, we did the Tommy Heads, and we did swim baits, crank baits, lipless cranks. I think that's all of them for right now. Chip, can you add anything? Or
I'm going to need a bigger tackle box, man.
Need bigger tackle box? Yeah, it's an awful thing. Get to buy more tackle.
I made a comment in the chat room a little earlier. I got lots of colors in my freshwater tackle box. It's blue and black.
Right. So,
but now that's cool, man. I don't do a whole lot of freshwater fishing. I'm a saltwater guy, but Tommy, I'm going to take Tommy out. He's going to show me how to freshwater fish, and I'm going to show him how to do it from a yak. So
there you go, man.
So there's some good freshwater fishing around here. We've got West Point Lake, you know. Well, you were down there for Harding when we were fishing in the chocolate milk. But
yeah.
Oh, Matt Trucks is in the chat room. He asked, what about bird lures?
I don't have enough experience with them, to be truthfully honest. And again, that those baits, the bird baits, fall into the big swim baits. So I'm talking 12, 15, 16-inch, 18-inch swim bait category in my eyes. You're not going to catch a lot of bass, but the bass you do catch on them are going to be slaunches. You know, they're going to be pushing the 8-plus frame. Because the bird baits aren't small, man. I mean, they're 8, 10, 12 inches of a hard bait. That makes it really difficult to set the hook on them. I own two of them from different guys, and I've thrown them a few times. Have caught some big bass, have some really small bass. And what I mean by small, anything under 5 pounds in my eyes now is a small bass. And people going, why are you calling that a small bass? I'm a tournament fisherman, y'all. My life comes and goes with putting numbers into the on the scale, okay. So that's why a 5 pound fish and less, or 3 pound and less, is small in my eyes. But again, you know, the situation dictates. I see bass, and I see a lot of birds picking at the water. You better believe I'm going to throw a bird, okay. If I see a shoreline that has no bird activity, it's not even going to be worth it in my eyes. Granted, I need to throw something different. I need to kicker bass. Yeah, I'll throw a big bird. But for my money, if I was going to do something like that, I'd throw a frog instead. You know, Spro makes a big frog. Elastec, who makes that? Makes a big frog. For my money, I'll throw a frog instead. Granted, I'm going to catch numbers, but I'm also going to work that bait in areas that most guys won't throw frogs, where those big girls are going to sit. And actually, that's going to be next week's show. Next week's show is all about frogs. I can't say enough about frogs, how versatile they are. And hopefully by next week, I'll actually have a picture gallery set up with the link. So this way, as I'm talking, you guys can actually look onto that link from the chat room and be like, oh, that's what he's talking about. So I know a lot of the techniques I talk about on this show, a lot of people can't really visualize. So that's my goal for everyone. If that answers Matt's question.
Yeah, he said, somebody came in, he said they kind of looked dumb, but then somebody said a rubber chicken with trebles, and then he commented the rubber ducky, that looks good. Rat frog or mouse, they're pretty cool.
Mouse baits are excellent, small mouth baits,
yeah.
By the way.
I like a mouse on a fly rod for bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we were fishing the James River, what was it, 2.5 years ago, we passed a field that was being mowed by the farmer, and there were mice diving into the water left and right, and the smallmouth were coming up and just slurping these mice off the surface. I mean, it was just incredible. And luckily enough, I had a mouse bait that I bought 4 years ago and just always had in the tackle box, never used it. I saw them starting to do that. I tied that on, and that actually was the bait that caught my biggest smallmouth to date, a 23-inch slaunch, big bronze back, baby girl. And it was cool, the coolest thing, too, because that small mouth, literally, the mouse could barely fit inside of its mouth, but she had it all the way in the back of her head, which is awesome.
Yeah. And then Matt said something about livers for catfish, but, you know, after fishing down there at Harding and watching, what was his name now? The catfish guy fishing with chicken wings, man. Yeah. He used chicken wings,
Reaper.
Man. Yeah, the Reaper. And that stuff that he put on those wings, the Reaper mix, that was pretty good sauce there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But wings, you know, they hold better. They hold up better, they hold up better than the livers do. I never could get livers to stay on a stinking hook, so...
Oh,
but
livers catch a ton of turtles.
Yeah, but the wings are good. They you put them on a hook for days.
Yeah. And he caught some big
catfish. He did catch some big old fish. Oh, yeah, man.
So. And he's actually got a new venture, Maximum Catfishing, I saw on Facebook. So congrats to him.
Yeah.
Really, really cool guy, and you know, I'm going to try to get him on the show here time soon. That'll be a great show, having him talk about catfishing. He's diehard about it.
Yeah, Matt asked, the stuff that he put on the baits, man, it was, look, Google Catfish Reaper. And what'd you say his Facebook was?
He's got a new one, Maximum Catfishing.
Maximum Catfishing, yeah. And so, yeah, that was pretty, it's like a little tub, you know, like a little butter tub with some stuff in it, and you throw your, chicken wings in there, you know, and then just shake it up and around, and it works pretty good.
Yeah, he told us it was shad enzymes and proteins,
yeah,
and all the good stuff that a catfish like, and you add it to a chicken wing, and it's even something better that they like, and, you know, just awesome stuff. Cool, man.
Yeah, Matt said he was thinking about targeting catfish at Susky Flats next month. Killer catfish. Is that where, like, Rob Toy goes after? Who goes? Where's Rob Toy pick up them big old flatheads, man?
He gets them on the James.
Okay.
I don't know if there's that many big cats on the flats of the Susquehanna. I know that there's some really big bass in the Tules, in the reeds back in there, and you know, a little farther north. Actually, there's a, I think it's an SLW tournament this year. It's on the Chesapeake. So yeah, I mean, they might be there, but for my money, I'd be going after the bass because they're really not pressured all that much. And when they are, it's basically during a tournament, and the local guys. Everyone else is worried about the perch. They're worried about the stripers and everything else that's there. So they could be there.
He said more the river, not so much the flats, but
oh yeah, on the Susquehanna River. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then LGB
catfish.
LGB came up with a good one. I never heard of it before, but it's a great idea to take old pantyhose and put the livers in that, and then hook them on the hook. Just a little snip of pantyhose.
Yeah. And again, that's if you're in a lake or river or wherever that isn't infested with turtles.
Yeah.
Pretty much every lake out here we have are actually infested with the painted box turtles. And they you go catfishing, for every catfish you catch, you've got to go through 10 or 15 turtles. That's pretty bad. So.
That's about it, man.
All right. Then, let's see here. We've got one last break. And then our outro. So if you want to hit that cooler one more time.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
All right.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Again, I am your host, Mark Letty-Kuhwheeler, and I hope everyone learns something tonight. I hope you go out there, you support your local dealers, support those out there, and buy some baits. Expand your knowledge a little bit and catch some more fish. That's what it's all about. And I like to say, ask everyone, send me emails. You can send me, actually, we have a new email system here at the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. You can send it to landingcrew@kayakfishingradio.com and I'll get it. You want to have a show on perch? Let me know. You want a bait talked about? Let me know. You have a pig of the week, I'm asking y'all, go out there and fish. Send me a picture of a pig. If I get a fish that's only 2 pounds, guess what? That's the only fish I got this week. That's now the pig of the week. Okay? Literally. And I'm begging y'all, send me stuff. Send me reports. And I don't care if you don't catch any. Just tell me. Water temp, stuff like that. And we'll rock and roll it, okay? This coming weekend is looking really nice for many of us in the lower 48. And it's also going to be the first time a lot of boaters are going to get out. They're seeing the mid-60s for everyone, you know, in the Virginia area. They're seeing the 70s and 80s down south, okay? I should tell you that the boaters are going to get out. So please be safe. Always wear your PFD. Please, please, please wear your PFDs. The tournament I was at on Saturday was a boating tournament. It was a Bassmaster tournament. There was an incident where a guy was thrown out of a bass boat doing 50 plus, okay? It was actually the Federation Nation side of the tournament. You know, luckily he was safe because he was wearing a PFD. If they're wearing a PFD in those crazy boats, we need to as well. Not only for our safety, but the safety of everyone around us. And take good fishing, y'all. There's nothing wrong with going to your next-door neighbor and be like, hey, you know, your boy keeps coming over and checking out my fishing gear. You okay if I take him fishing with me? You know, do not feel obligated not to do it. They're the future of our sport, and we can't say enough about them. But there are other shows on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network that we here at the Low Sodium Show would like to tell you about. First off is Redfish Chuck's Monday Night Kickoff Show. Great show. Chuck sits there and he talks and talks and talks, and it's a great time. You're going to learn a lot, have a few laughs, drink a few choice beverages, and enjoy the show. Then you have the Tuesday Night Double L Show. They're basically encompassing all the saltwater stuff out there and doing a great job of it. Then you have my show, the one you listen to right now, the big show, the right show, the hunk show, okay? The Low Sodium Show. Again, send me stuff. I'm begging y'all. Send me content. Send me whatever. And I'll throw it on the show for you and give you some props. And then my illustrious co-host, producer of the night, runs the Thursday night show on same time, same place for all these shows, 8 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay? Check it out. Great show on Thursday, the original show. Basically, we all sit around, we talk fishing, we talk current events, we talk whatever. There's a bunch of fishermen getting together and having a good old time. Again, I'd like to thank everyone that showed up tonight. If you have questions, comments, concerns, please send them to LandingCrew@KayakFishingRadio.com. I will get it, I'll read it, I will respond, either email. I will call you if you leave me a number. Or if you feel the need to, I will talk about you on the radio show. If you feel like you want to get in contact with me at any time, you can call me at any time at 757-263-0854. And I'm opening myself up to a lot of prank calls. But I'm saying something. I have caller ID, and I will find you. Ha, ha, ha. All right. You tell them you're tired, goofing off.
And you're breaking up.
And I'm breaking up. Wow. Hold
yeah, I think your phone's getting tired. Shout out to Bass Bandit, who was listening on the app, evidently. He said, great show about just a couple minutes ago on the board on the app. Remember, we got a free app. Get it from iTunes, Kayak Fishing Radio, or Google Play, Kayak Fishing Radio. It's free. Download it. You can listen to all the podcasts are on there. The live show is broadcast. And if you turn it on every now and then on the stream, you might hear some other shows, some previous shows. We're testing it out. We're going to be running 24/7 stuff, audio blogs, things like that. So,
excellent.
And actually, some up and coming music. Oh, if you're a musician or something, or if you do videos, let us know where they're at. And if it's cool with you, we'll strip off the audio and bring it into the show, or we'll put it on the stream. So,
there
cool.
You go.
All
you
right, man.
Be famous? You want 15 minutes of fame? You can get it through Kayak Fishing Radio.
There you go.
So, yeah. Cool, man. Again, I'd like to thank everyone that showed up. Chip, my family, all my sponsors, Jackson Kayak, Lightning Paddles, Unfair Lures, Full Bay Rods, Orca Coolers, Gack Angler, and everyone that makes this possible. You know, Chip's been doing it for 3 years. I've been doing it for 2.5. And, you know, we couldn't do this without all y'all support and, you know, y'all saying, you know, this is a great show and everything else. Because if we didn't get that, we wouldn't be doing this. So with that, I say good night. Very well at the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Please tune in tomorrow night, Thursday night. Tune in next week's show as we talk about frogs. And this is one you're going to want to listen to because, I'm taking stuff straight from frogmen themselves. Ish Monroe, Dean Rojas. Y'all, this is going to be an awesome show. So definitely tune in next Wednesday night at 8, same place, same time. With that, I'd like to say goodnight. Take your kids fishing. Always wear your PSD. And get your fish on, man. Good night, everybody.